Welcome back to The Deep Dive. Today, we are tackling a subject that I think is going to hit a little too close to home for, well, anyone running a modern business.
Oh, yeah.
It's essentially this battle between two massive opposing forces that are just, I mean, they're tearing teams apart right now.
It sounds a little dramatic when you put it that way, but,
yeah.
You know, you aren't wrong. It's a tension that is absolutely breaking operational models.
Right. So, on one side of the ring, you have this relentless pressure. Let's call it content saturation.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be everywhere. You need a TikTok strategy, a LinkedIn thought leadership strategy, a Spotify podcast, a YouTube channel. I mean, if you aren't feeding the algorithm daily, you basically don't exist.
It's the be everywhere mandate, no question.
Exactly. But then on the other side of the ring, you've got the production bottleneck.
Yeah.
Because, let's be honest, who actually has the time, the budget, or frankly, the sanity to produce high-quality, engaging media for five different platforms every single day?
Usually nobody. It's the classic quality versus quantity trade-off, right? You pick one, you lose the other.
Totally.
If you want volume, quality drops. If you want quality, you post once a month and the algorithm forgets you even exist.
Right.
But the research we're looking at today suggests the trade-off might be disappearing. We're looking at a stack of tools that claims to just break that rule entirely.
Which is why we're basically playing matchmaker today. We're taking two specific players and smashing them together to see what happens.
I like it.
So first up, we have Vitally. If you work in SaaS or customer success CS, you definitely know them. They're the heavy hitters in data centralization.
Right. Think of Vitally as the brain. It knows everything about your customer, their health score, their usage, billing, complaints, you name it. It's the strategic center of the operation.
And then we have the challenger, the newcomer, Auto Content API. Now, the source material is very aggressive here. They don't call themselves a writing tool. They describe this thing as an industrial engine for content creation. They frame themselves as the Notebook LM API alternative.
And that is the voice. If Vitally is the brain holding all the information, Auto Content is the mouth that speaks it automatically into podcasts, videos, and social shorts.
So our mission today is really a strategic experiment. We're not just reviewing features. We're asking, what happens when you connect a massive data brain like Vitally to an infinite content engine like Auto Content?
Can you actually automate the entire relationship with the customer?
That's the big question.
Yeah, and if we can connect those dots, we aren't just talking about marketing. We're talking about a fundamental shift in how companies operate.
Okay, but before we get to the sci-fi stuff, and some of it is pretty sci-fi, we need to ground this in the current pain.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about Vitally. When I was reading through their scaled CS mandate, I got a sense of, I don't know, panic.
Panic is a fair word.
Yeah.
Look at the typical day of a customer success manager, a CSM. They are drowning. Vitally's own data highlights this silo hell. You have usage data in a SQL database, support tickets in Zendesk,
billing in Stripe, and emails in Gmail. And the CSM is just tab switching all day. They're basically a human router.
They are purely reactive. They don't know a customer is unhappy until that cancellation email finally comes in.
Right.
Vitally solves this by pulling it all into one view. They have health scores. They have blueprints for workflows. They even use AI to summarize all the chaos.
Okay, so Vitally cleans up the internal mess. They make sure the CSM knows what to do.
Right.
But here's the gap I spotted in the notes, and I want to see if you agree. Vitally automates the internal task, but it doesn't automate the external communication.
Precisely. And that is the bottleneck. Let's say Vitally's data tells you that 500 customers are failing to set up a specific feature.
Okay, so the brain says, alert, 500 people are stuck.
Vitally flags it. Great. But now the CSM have to actually do something. They have to write 500 emails or get on 500 calls or hope the marketing team has time to make a tutorial video.
Which they never do.
Never.
Right, because marketing is busy trying to make TikToks for new leads. They generally don't care about existing customers until it's renewal time.
Exactly. So the CSM writes a dry help article that nobody reads, and the customers churn anyway. The brain is working, but the voice is just missing.
This is where we introduce the industrial engine, Auto Content API. I want to pause on this term, headless content production.
Okay.
It sounds a bit grim, doesn't it? Like something from a horror movie. What does that actually mean in this context?
It's a software term, but, okay, think of it like a ghost kitchen versus a sit-down restaurant.
Okay, I like that analogy.
So in a restaurant, you go in, you sit down, you look at a menu. That's the interface.
Mm-hmm.
A ghost kitchen just cooks and ships. Headless means there's no screen for you to click on. It's not a tool you log into like ChatGPT or Jasper, where you're chatting back and forth. It works in the dark. It works in the background.
So it's infrastructure. It's just plumbing.
Correct. It has an input layer that just eats raw data URLs, PDFs, plain text. And then it has a transformation engine. And this is crucial. It doesn't just summarize. It restructures.
What do you mean?
It turns a boring PDF into a two-person dialogue script. It turns a blog post into a video script with timestamps.
And the notes make a big deal about the economics here. Why is that such a focus?
Because the math is startling.
Hmm.
If you want to make a podcast episode manually, I'm talking scripting, recording, editing, hosting, you are looking at $150 to $500 per episode, minimum.
And that's being cheap.
That's being really cheap, and even more if you value your time. If I spend 4 hours on an episode, that's expensive.
Right.
Auto Content does it for credits that equate to roughly, what, 10 cents to 2 euros? Mm-hmm. We aren't talking about a 20% savings. We are talking orders of magnitude. It changes content from a luxury to a commodity.
Now, I have to ask about the Notebook LM comparison. Everyone is talking about Google's Notebook LM right now. I use it. It's great. You throw a PDF in. It gives you an audio overview. Why does Auto Content call itself the alternative? Is that just marketing spin?
No, the distinction is actually very important for businesses. Notebook LM is fantastic, but it's a consumer tool.
Yeah.
It's for you. You upload a file to learn about it.
Yeah.
It's manual. You can't build a business process on top of it.
So I can't hook Notebook LM up to my database.
Exactly. Auto Content is an API. That means you can program it. You can say, every time this happens in my database, generate a podcast. You don't have to be there. Notebook LM is for consumption. Auto Content is for production.
Okay, that clicks. Notebook LM is for learning. Auto Content is for publishing.
That's the bumper sticker.
Let's get practical then. We have the brain, Vitaly, and the engine, Auto Content. I want to walk through the three strategies in the outline because this is where the rubber really meets the road. Strategy A, revolutionizing the help center.
This is the low-hanging fruit. Vitaly's goal is to help teams reduce churn. The best way to stop churn is education. But let's be honest. Do you read software documentation?
I try to avoid it at all costs. It's usually a wall of text, outdated screenshots. It's painful. I usually just try to click around until I break something.
And that friction kills adoption. So the strategy here is to use the API to crawl Vitaly's entire documentation site, every single feature page.
And do what with it? Just rewrite it.
No, transform it.
Yeah.
The API takes that dry text, say, a page about how to build a blueprint in Vitaly, and it generates a 60 to 90 second explainer video.
Oh, wow.
Not just text on screen, but using avatars, a professional speaker with auto-generated subtitles.
So I land on the blueprints page, and instead of reading, I just watch a video that tells me exactly what to do.
Yes. And the metrics in the source material are clear. Case studies show that when you add video to a help doc, support tickets drop significantly because people actually get the answer.
And for the CSM, using Vitaly, that is the dream. If the video answers the question, the CSM doesn't have to answer that ticket. They can do actual strategic work.
It scales the help part of Help Center.
Mm-hmm.
It turns your documentation into a 247 support team that never gets tired and never has a bad attitude.
Okay, that makes total sense. Strategy B, this one is about thought leadership. Vitaly puts out these massive reports. I saw one mentioned, the revenue mystery. Vitaly CS Impact Report.
These are high-value assets. They probably spent months researching them, surveying customers, crunching the data. But again, it's a 30-page PDF. Who has time to read that?
I'll skim the headers, maybe look at one chart, and I'll close it. It's the PDF graveyard.
Right, so the content is wasted. The strategy here is repurposing at scale. You feed that PDF into the Auto Content API.
And it spits out. What, a conversation like this?
Basically, yes. It generates a deep-dive audio discussion. Two AI agents debating the findings of the report. Suddenly, that dense PDF is a 15-minute podcast that a busy VP of success could listen to on their commute.
You make the content bingeable.
And you don't stop there. You hit the Video Create Shorts endpoint. You take the key stat, 87% of admins increased efficiency, and the API churns out 10 vertical videos for TikTok and LinkedIn.
So one PDF becomes a podcast, a YouTube video, and 10 LinkedIn Shorts without a human editor touching it.
That is the content-led growth engine. You're taking one asset and turning it into 10. You are squeezing every single drop of value out of the research you already did.
There was a term in this section that really caught my eye, newsjacking.
Ah, yes.
It sounds a bit aggressive, like piracy or something. What is that?
It's not piracy. It's all about timing.
Right.
This is where the API part gets really powerful. Auto content isn't just a generator. It can be connected to listeners. It can monitor social feeds like X or Reddit.
So it's listening to the internet.
It's monitoring keywords.
Nah.
So let's play out a scenario. Imagine customer churn starts trending on LinkedIn.
Okay.
Maybe a big company like Salesforce just lost a huge account and everyone is talking about it.
The discourse is happening.
The system detects that trend. It pulls relevant data from Vitaly's archive, say, right. A blog post about preventing enterprise churn, and he automatically scripts and generates a video commenting on that news.
Wait, so it's reacting to the news in real time?
It creates the draft. A human probably gives it a final sanity check. But yes, you are participating in the conversation while it is happening, not 3 days later when your creative team finally gets around to it.
That is fast.
That's dangerous.
Dangerously fast.
It's real-time social intelligence.
Mm.
It positions Vitaly not just as a tool, but as the authority that always has a take on what's happening now.
All right, strategy C. This is where I start to get a little skeptical. The personalized touch at scale. This involves voice cloning.
I knew you'd pause on this one. It usually gets a reaction.
Well, yeah. I mean, we are talking about cloning the CEO's voice. That feels risky.
Technically, yes. The endpoint allows for voice cloning. The idea is that the head of CS at Vitaly records a few minutes of audio one time, just reading a script to get the tone. Then when Vitaly sends out a quarterly business review to a client, it's not just a text email. It's a two-minute audio summary narrated by the head of CS, addressing the client by name, discussing their specific metrics.
Hi, Dave. I saw your usage went up 20% this month.
Exactly that.
But does it sound real? Because if I get a robotic, uncanny valley voicemail from a CEO, I don't feel special. I feel spammed. I feel tricked.
Yeah.
If it sounds like a 1990s GPS, it does more harm than good.
That is the big risk. And you are right to be skeptical. But the source material claims the tech has crossed that threshold. The voices are described as natural, steady, and believable. They capture cadence and intonation. It's not perfect, but it's getting to the point where you might not know.
It's a fine line. I suppose if the content is actually useful, if it's telling me something I need to know about my account, I might forgive a little bit of digital flavor.
It comes down to utility, but think about the global angle. This is where the cloning concept really shines, and it's less about mimicking a person and more about access. Vitaly serves global teams. Times is listed as a customer. They're everywhere. Auto content supports over 50 languages.
So that voice clone doesn't just speak English.
No. You can take the entire Vitaly Academy hours of training video and just pipe it through the API. Suddenly, your Spanish customers have Spanish training. Your Japanese customers have Japanese training.
Without hiring a translation agency.
Without hiring anyone. You just multiplied your total addressable market by 5x overnight. You're meeting the customer in their native language. That is the ultimate form of customer success.
I can see the argument there. If I'm a German user, I'd much rather have a slightly AI-accented German video than a perfect English one I can't understand.
Exactly. It removes the barrier.
I want to pivot to the how. We have listeners who are engineers or ops people. They're thinking, great theory, high-level strategy is nice, but how do I actually build this? Do I need a team of developers to write Python scripts?
This is the best part. You don't. Auto content is API first, which means it's built for code, but it lives in the no-code ecosystem.
No, nice.
And Vitaly is the same. They love integrations.
So we are talking about the glue of the internet, make.com Zapier.
Exactly. Let's walk through a specific workflow. I want you to visualize this. Imagine you're the operations manager at Vitaly. You set up a scenario in make.com.
Okay, I'm picturing the bubbles on the screen.
Step one is the trigger. Let's say a new blog post is published on the Vitaly site. The RSS feed updates.
Bubble one lights up.
Right. Step two, make.com grabs that URL and sends it to the Auto Content API with a specific prompt. Turn this into a 10-minute podcast script. The API does the work in the cloud.
Okay.
Step three, the API sends back the MP3 audio file. Step four, make.com takes that file and uploads it to your podcast host, Spotify, Libsyn, whatever.
Wait, so the marketing manager hits publish on WordPress, and 10 minutes later, a podcast episode just appears on Spotify.
Untouched by human hands. It turns a single action writing a blog into a multimedia event.
That is wild. You essentially set up the pipes once, and then the content just flows forever.
And you can get way more complex. You can set a trigger in Vitaly. When a customer's health score drops below 50, trigger auto content to generate a personalized We Miss You video and email it to them.
That's where the brain and the voice really merge. And there's an SEO benefit to this too, right?
Programmatic SEO. Google cares about dwell time, how long people stay on your page. If your customer health score page is just text, people bounce. If there is a video and an audio player,
they stay, they listen.
And Google sees that, so you rank higher. It creates a flywheel. More traffic, more dwell time, better ranking.
So let's zoom out. We've painted a picture of a machine that never sleeps. Vitally provides the insights. Auto content provides the media. What does this actually mean for the human beings doing the job? Because I can hear the nervous shuffling of feet from the customer success managers listening to this.
It's a shift in identity. We are moving from the service economy to the design economy.
Unpack that. That sounds like a bumper sticker, but what does it mean?
Right now, a CS team is often a cost center. They're firefighters. They react to tickets. They explain the same three features to 10 different people every single day. It's repetitive.
It's grueling.
If you implement this stack, the CS team becomes a media powerhouse. They aren't answering questions one by one. They are architecting a system that answers questions for everyone, forever.
It changes the definition of success. It's not about how many tickets you closed. It's about the quality of the education ecosystem you built.
Precisely. You aren't the teacher anymore. You're the dean of the university. You decide the curriculum, and the AI teaches the classes.
That is a massive shift. And honestly, it sounds like the only way to survive the content saturation we started with. You can't outwork the internet.
No. You can't scale humans linearly to match the exponential growth of content demands. The math just doesn't work. You need a lever. This API is the lever.
And it leaves us with a very provocative thought for the
listener. I think so. It forces you to look at your calendar and ask a very hard question.
Lay it on us.
In a world where AI can generate a custom podcast about your specific business metrics every single morning, literally narrating your Vitally health scores to you while you drink your coffee, what is the role of the customer success manager?
If the machine explains the what and the how.
Do they stop being the person who explains the product? And do they start being the person who designs the content that explains it?
From explainer to architect. That is a thought to chew on.
It is. The tools are there. It's just a matter of who builds the engine first.
Well, there you have it. The brain meets the voice. If you are in CS, you might want to start looking at your API keys. Thanks for diving in with us.
Always a pleasure.
We'll catch you on the next deep dive.